Why is Africa called the Dark Continent?
Few places in the world have been more mythologized or misunderstood than Africa. The modern history of Africa, its development, and its place in the modern world can all be traced to its colonization and exploitation by the major European powers, begun by the Portuguese in the 1400s. Africa was only dark to Europeans, whose knowledge of sub-Saharan Africa was limited to medieval myth of fantastic beasts and strange people, and legends of lands rich in gold. Until the Portuguese began their tentative explorations down the west coast of Africa, the sub-Saharan Africans living on the west coast were protected by the vast expanse of Sahara Desert to the north and ocean to the west. Africa developed rich cultures highlighted by such empires as those of Mali, Songhai, and Kush. Contact with Arab and Chinese sailors and traders on Africa's east or Indian Ocean coast had existed for centuries and was far more developed, the chief reason being that Islam was well established in Africa long before the first Christian missionaries began to set up shop. To the Arabs, Africa was not so dark. The Mali Empire, centered on the capital of Timbuktu, was founded in the 1200s and flourished for the next 200 years as an Islamic religious and trading center. Unfortunately, it was also a center for the slave trade as well, which existed within Africa long before the first Europeans arrived and began the mass deportation of black Africans to the West Indies and the Americas. A vast landmass straddling the equator and extending 5,000 miles from top to bottom and 4,600 miles from east to west, Africa is the world's second largest continent after Asia. Its area of 11,677,239 square miles is equal to about 20% of the world's land area. Curiously, it is the only continent to occupy all four hemispheres, northern, southern, eastern, and western. The only place it meets another landmass is the tenuous connection to Asia at the Suez Isthmus in Egypt. Although English is widely spoken and Swahili is the most prominent native language, there are more than 1,000 separate languages spoken in Africa. 50 of these are considered major languages, used by more than 1 million people. In modern Africa, drought, soil erosion, deforestation, and population explosion are combining to produce one food crisis after another. The African AIDS crisis dwarfs the problem in other countries. Some estimates envision a quarter of the African population eventually being infected. These desperate situations are worsened by the instability of governments that spend inordinate amounts on military hardware. Civil wars, as well as the last vestiges of superpower jousting, have added to Africa's woes. In 1986, at the end of the well-publicized African drought that led to the We Are the World charities, 10 of the 13 worst-affected countries had suffered from some form of war, civil strife, or a massive influx of refugees fleeing such conditions. An estimated 300 million people live in the 40 countries of sub-Saharan Africa, and another 300 million live in the North African countries. But by the year 2025, Africa is expected to have a population greater than the combined populations of Europe, North America, and South America. The greatest problem for all those millions is water. Drought and the desertification of Africa will continue to make feeding the continent a nightmare for the foreseeable future. One answer is desalination of seawater, but it is a costly answer. Africa's first desalination plant was opened in 1969 in Nouakchott, the capital of Mauritania in northwest Africa, where the population has zoomed from 12,000 in 1964 to more than 350,000 today. Drought has lowered the country's water level so much that only the very deepest wells produce. Most of Mauritania's livestock has starved to death. In the other countries of North Africa, situations are often only marginally better. Egypt, the birthplace of one of the greatest and longest-lived civilizations in human history, is facing enormous problems. 95% of the country's 53 million people live within a dozen miles of the Nile River or one of its delta tributaries. If the Aswan Dam upstream were breached, almost every Egyptian would be drowned within 3 days. That threat was made real when Israel reportedly threatened to bomb the dam, leading to peace negotiations. But such a fear is misplaced, given the far more serious threat of drought. Early in 1992, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization in Kenya announced that Africa is facing the worst drought in the 20th century. The failure of seasonal rains, in an area stretching from the Cape of Good Hope at the tip of South Africa all the way up to Cairo, has crippled agriculture and industry.